Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy, as always, to have you with us as we continue in our study of Islamophobia and the 2020 election. We're still looking at the speech of Representative Ilhan Omar, which she gave to the Muslim Jihadi organization, the Brotherhood of America, CARE, the Council on America Islamic Relations. In that speech, Representative Omar told us that it is not a privilege for her to be here, but it is actually the opposite. It is our privilege to have her and the Muslims in America. In our last program, we looked at the New Way Forward Act. This is the bill which was written by 44 representatives of the Democrat Party, including Representative Ilhan Omar, from which we learned that Muslims are about to change America, as they will be using the liberals as useful idiots, simply to change the laws of America, to allow all criminals and all Muslims to come to America. There will be no more borders, and there will not be any judgment for any person who commit any crime, including what we call in Islam the norm practice of raping foreigners, raping the infidels' wives and daughters. We talked about that in depth in our presentation, Revealing the Truth About Sharia, Islamic Law, concerning the teachings of Allah in the Quran and Muhammad in the Hadith concerning having sexual activities with non-Muslim victims, the infidels. But for now, let's go back to Representative Ilhan Omar and her speech. For here is the reality. The liberals of her party do not know the deep deceptive agenda of the Muslims in the West. And the American people will be losing their freedom and their country soon because we will allow the Muslims of America to take the privilege of living in America lightly and actually flip it to be the American people privileged to have the Muslims to be here in America and to take over America. And that is obviously by assuming that the Muslims have the right to be here in America. And what do the American people want from Representative Omar and the Muslims? To enjoy the privilege? Listen to her own words. Representative Omar said, "We are told that we should be appropriate. We should go to school, get an education, raise our children, and not bother anyone." Wow, that is too much for the American people to ask of you. After all, we actually paid for your ticket to come to America as a refugee. We paid for your food. We paid for your education. We paid for your health care. We paid for your housing allowance. We paid for everything. And we have no right as American to tell you that you should live appropriate in America, that you should go to school to be educated on our tax expense, that you should raise your children not to bother anyone. What are we supposed to do? Just let you run all over us here in America and start killing us as many of your Muslim Al-Shabaab friends who came from Somalia to bother, kill, and threaten and terrorize the American people? That's what you think your right is, Representative Omar? Listen to this. She said, "We, the Americans, are asking the Muslims of America not to make any kind of noise." Well, why do you want to make a noise? Oh, maybe Representative Omar is upset because they cannot have the call of prayer outside the mosque loud in a big speakers like they have it in Somalia, or maybe in Saudi Arabia or Egypt. That is when you hear it five times a day, "Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar," outside the mosque. Maybe she's complaining about that. Also, Representative Omar said that we ask them, the Muslims, to not make anyone uncomfortable. Wow. How in the world the American people have the guts to ask you to not make the American people uncomfortable? You know what? You should carry machetes and carry swords like many of your Muslim friends from your own country, Somalia, in Minnesota did in malls. You should just make all the American uncomfortable because it is not a privilege for you to be in America, but it is your right. What else, Representative Omar? She said, we asked the Muslims to be a good Muslim. No, 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 no. Don't be a good Muslim. Be a terrorist. Because by the way, there is no good Muslim. What is a good Muslim? A man who lives in obedience to the word of Allah and the Quran? Or a man who lives in disobedience to the word of Allah and the command of Muhammad? Of course, to obey what is written in your books. And what is written in your books is simply a savage cult to kill and to terrorize and to do these evil things, which we see Muslims have been doing for the last 1400 years. But then Representative Omar ended that segment by telling us, but no matter how much we have tried to be the best neighbor, people have always worked on finding a way to not allow for every single civil liberty to be extended to us. With all respect, Representative Omar, you do not have any civil liberty in Islam. You did not have civil liberty in Somalia, your home country. You didn't have civil liberty even in Kenya, the country which opened its door for you to be there as a refugee for 4 years or so. The only liberty you have is being here in America. But sadly, you're not appreciative to the American people to give you that liberty. And you will not receive that liberty unless you become an American. And once again, as I have always said in the past, Muslims cannot be Americans because of your mindset. As you talk and as you think of yourself right now, that's why I believe you will never receive the true liberty of being in America. Representative Omar, you think that it is your right to do whatever you wish in America as where you come from and the chaos in Somalia. That's why the Muslim world will never understand liberty or freedom. And when they come to America, they want to destroy the true liberty and freedom which we have in this great country simply because they are Muslims. And Muslims cannot be Americans. And Americans cannot be Muslims. And now let's go back to more of Representative Omar's speech as she stated.
So the truth is, you can go to school and be a good student. You can listen to your dad and mom and become a doctor. You can have that beautiful wedding that makes mom and dad happy. You can buy that beautiful house. But none of that stuff matters. If you one day show up to the hospital and your wife or maybe yourself is having a baby and you can't have the access that you need because someone doesn't recognize you as fully human. It doesn't matter how good you were. If you can't have your prayer mat and take your 15-minute break to go pray in a country that was founded on religious liberty.
I do not know what Representative Omar was smoking or drinking before she gives a speech because I'm not following her logic. We're talking about being free in America. We're talking about here is the request for you to live in America. Don't bother people. Don't terrorize people. Don't make loud noises because that's not how American people live. Acclimate yourself. Become one of us. Assimilate with us. Enjoy the liberty and the freedom, which he cannot find or enjoy in any Muslim country of the world, but you can only find and enjoy here in America. But she put all this aside because she think that's not how to be free. She said, listen to this. You can be a good student. You can listen to your mom and dad. And you can become a doctor. And look at her logic. I'm telling you, I feel like she is drunk or she's saying something under some influence of some drugs. You can have the beautiful home. You can have the great wedding and you can make your mom and dad happy. You can have everything, but that doesn't matter. Why? That stuff doesn't matter. What is matter, Representative Omar? Because listen carefully now. If you go to the hospital and your wife have a baby, or maybe you have a baby, but when you go to the hospital, the doctor will not give you the access you need because someone doesn't recognize you as fully human. You know where you can find that someone who will not recognize you as a full human while you're having your baby? That is exactly what is happening in the Muslim world. Not here in America, Representative Omar. That is Somalia. That is Egypt. That is Saudi Arabia. Because in the Muslim world, the Muslims do not look at Christians or Jews or non-Muslims as full human. As a matter of fact, as Allah stated, once again, memorize that verse, my dear friends. Quran chapter 98 verse 6. Allah tell the Muslim people that the Christians and the Jews who are infidels will burn in hell forever and they are the worst of the creatures. We are not human. We are the worst of the creatures. So if you think of pigs or black dogs or some monkeys as bad creatures, we are worse than that. But here in America, Representative Omar, American people do not have discrimination against Muslims. And I challenge you to show me one case where a Muslim female went to a hospital to have her baby or to have any procedure, and they said, we're not going to serve you because you're a Muslim in a hijab or you are a terrorist. For heaven's sake, we even give the best service to the Muslim criminals who killed American soldiers overseas and here in America.
600 years after Jesus Christ walked this planet, an obscure Arab preacher began proclaiming a radical and violent new faith. The would-be prophet, Muhammad. The new faith, the religion of Islam. And now, 14 centuries later, over 1.5 billion people claim to follow him and his supposed revelations from God contained within the Quran. But here in the modern West, what do we truly know about this deadly and dangerous religion that has conquered, killed, and enslaved hundreds of millions over the centuries? What do we know of its founder, of its holy book, and of its unalterable mandate to subdue and rule all of mankind? The Lord said through Hosea the prophet that my people are destroyed because of a lack of knowledge. To combat this lack of understanding, the Straight Way of Grace Ministry travels all across the United States to speak to churches and organizations with captivating and media-rich presentations on a wide variety of topics. It's time you, your church, or your organization becomes equipped with the truth about Islam. We are only one phone call or email away from scheduling a single seminar or even an entire series in your area. Please contact us at 941-223-1703 or by email at vicki@thestraightway.org. That's Vicki spelled V-I-C-K-I. You can also visit our website for more information at www.thestraightway.org. And now, back to our show.
Here are some facts for you, Representative Omar. In Israel and here in America, we treat all people alike, Muslims or not. Even those criminals who committed savage acts, including try to bomb themselves to kill the Jews of Israel and the infidels of America. We take them to the hospitals if they were injured and we'll bring them back to full health. Even those who we have in Gitmo prison, those are the soldiers of Allah who killed American soldiers overseas. When we brought them to Gitmo prison, we were giving them full privileges as if they were even more than an American. They were living inside their prison in air conditions, having their halal food, having their Quran and the prayer rugs, having their soccer field and everything they needed, while the American soldiers who are standing there outside in the heat and in the cold weather to make sure that they will not escape did not have any of these privileges. Do you understand that, Representative Ilhan Omar? I don't think you understand that because you're deceiving yourselves and others. So I don't know. Why do you lie to your audience? Why are you making yourself and other Muslims as victims in America? Why do you hate America that much? Now to you, my dear audience, do you want to know why she's doing that? It was in her last statement. That is when she said, it doesn't matter how good you were if you cannot have your prayer mat or prayer rugs and take your 15-minute break to go pray in a country that was founded on religious liberty. Now I know what Representative Omar is talking about. She's talking about freedom of being a Muslim in America. What freedom? The freedom to practice Sharia in America. You see, if you're working in any office in America or any business in America and you cannot take 15-minute breaks, that's 5 15-minute breaks to do your prayer, the Islamic prayers, that means you're not free. We're going to make you American people practice Sharia, like it or not, because that's what we're here for. The only way you can respect me, which is the only way it does matter to me, is I will live as a Muslim woman in America is as if I am living in Saudi Arabia. I will take my 15-minute break. By the way, it's more than 15 minutes. That's just a lie, because you can go to the bathroom and wash to get ready for prayer for more than 15 minutes. That is what we call wudu. But as long as you don't allow me to live my Sharia in prayer, and to live my Sharia in this, and to live my Sharia in that, that means everything else you do to me, everything else you give to me, the house and the job and the happy, joyful life, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter to Representative Omar or all the Muslims who live in America. I hope by now you understand how Muslims think in America, how Muslims feel about our treatment to them in America. Now let me ask a question. If you're a Christian who like to pray, say, 3 times during the day, and you go to your pastor and say, I want to have 15-minute break so I can pray. What business will allow you to carry your Bible and go under some tree or in a private room to have your Christian prayer? Same is for the Jews. Same is for whatever else people worship in America. You don't do that in America. And since Representative Omar cannot have her liberty and freedom to do that, that means everything else you offer her as a Muslim female doesn't matter. It's not worth it. That's how Muslims think of America. And believe it or not, that's exactly how America will be changing in the near future. All it takes is one business. Just one business will allow Muslims to take the break at their 5 daily prayer times so they can go and wash and spend the 15 or half hour to pray. And that will move from one business to another. It's amazing. While Christians in America cannot have the privilege to hold a Bible on their own desk in their own private time to read the Bible, or to have the simple 1 minute prayer before the classroom start like we used to do, not 15 minutes, just 1 minute, we're losing that freedom. Muslims will have full right to practice Sharia in their way, how they live their life, not just in the prayer, but in everything else goes within Islam. What else doesn't matter to you, Representative Omar? Listen carefully to the following statement.
It doesn't matter how good you are if you one day find yourself in a school where other religions are talked about, but when Islam is mentioned, we are only talking about terrorists. And if you say something, you are sent to the principal's office. So to me, I say raise hell. Make people uncomfortable.
Now, how many of you heard that statement of Representative Omar about making people uncomfortable, or say raise hell, on Fox News or anywhere else? We never heard of that. All that we heard about her speech is the statement, some people did something. But besides that, we did not have a clue what Representative Omar said in her speech. For that is exactly what Representative Omar wanted to do to America. Because it doesn't matter how good you are, if as a Muslim, one day you find yourself in school where other religions are talked about. Wait a minute, this is in America? We don't talk about Jesus Christ in America, my dear friends. We don't talk about Christianity or even Moses and Judaism. That is a no-no in America, and thanks to the liberals who hate God, who hate the Bible, who hate Christianity and Judaism, who are right now turning the light off for the roaches to grow in our public schools. The only reason why Muslims are taking over our schools is because somebody turns the light off. But that's not what Representative Omar is telling us. Because listen, she said, but when Islam is mentioned, we're only talking about terrorists. Excuse me, what school are you talking about? Because there is not one school in America who talk about terrorists. I would love for a school in America to invite me to read a few verses from the Quran without saying any more. I will just open the Quran and read what Allah said in the Quran concerning terrorists. That is Quran 3151. Quran 8:12, Quran 8:60, Quran 33:26 and 27, Quran 59:3, and Quran 59:12. Can you imagine if I have the privilege to read these 6 verses in our public schools for our children in America, that they may know that Allah and His angels and Muhammad and Muslim believers are terrorists? But here she is lying once again. No school in America teaches that Islam is a religion of terrorists. And then listen to this. And if you say something, you are sent to the principal's office. I don't know. what case he's talking about. Because I know a lot of Christians were removed from the school because they literally wear a shirt with a Bible verse in it or having a cross on their chests. That is not acceptable in America. And trust me, I can go to school and I can do anything I wish as a Muslim. And no person in America, not a principal, not a teacher, will have the guts to stop me from doing what Christians and Jews cannot do in the public schools of America as religious duties. Right now, we're allowing the Muslims to have a mosque in our schools. We are building for them special facilities in many schools in America for them to pray. That's not what is offered to Christians and Jews. But then listen to her advice. As she said, so to me, I say, raise hell. Make people uncomfortable. And the cloud clapped their hands and the cloud shouted, hooray, hooray, Representative Omar. Praise Allah, praise Muhammad, and maybe we'll go ahead as much as well, praise Ilhan Omar. This is exactly what the Muslims are aiming to do in America. I've been trying to tell you this for years, and I don't know how many of you listen to me. This is not just some Muslim lady speaking on that simple meeting. That is Representative Ilhan Omar demanding the Muslim people to raise hell, to literally make us uncomfortable. That is exactly the riots we see all over Europe. Watch some of the YouTube videos how Muslims are doing riots in England, in France, in Germany, in Holland, in New Zealand. Name it! Hundreds of thousands of them walking in the street and shouting, raising hell and making the people of Europe uncomfortable. And believe it or not, it's coming to a city near you, America. Just wait. Just wait. And what Ilhan Omar is speaking on that video will be the reality in the streets on where you live. And to continue with the speech of Representative Ilhan Omar, as we continue in our study of Islamophobia and the 2020 election, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from Him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and He cannot allow sin into His heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul, but now the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this. Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.